Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to another episode of Betches Brides. I'm your host, Fallon Carter, and joining us today, I did not ask you your last name.
Oh, come on, you have to try it.
Lauren Ladacour.
So close. La douceur.
Ah, la douceur.
Mm-hmm.
Tout pour français.
Un petit.
Ah, très bien. All right, or better known as Plan with Lauren.
Yes.
After going viral for wedding planning tips and tricks, Lauren is known for sharing her perspective online as a wedding industry influencer and content creator. She is the first professional influencer turned live event content creator and travels to weddings across the world and creates viral content for couples and vendors in real time. Lauren, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Also, I need to like hang around you more often and have that little bio follow me everywhere that I go. How incredible.
Blurb.
Just need to like copy paste and then put that everywhere.
Yep. Well, we've been getting a lot of messaging, and even for myself. So I have yet to hire a content creator for a wedding.
Well, then we have to work together.
Get there. Okay. I love a fast pitch, but we gonna get there.
Okay,
but
okay.
What I want our listeners to have a takeaway, what is it? Do we
need it? What does it look like?
Yeah.
Got it.
And so tell me a little bit more about how you kind of got into this space.
Yeah. I think to understand how I got into the space, I think it's really important to understand where wedding content and even event content creation really started. So I used to work in the corporate space. And one of the many jobs that I had was I would do live event content creation for conferences. So think your professional conference, we have multiple speakers on stage, you're kind of going all over. And I think as social media has risen and changed, there was a need to be able to showcase, hey, what are we doing? How are we showcasing to stakeholders like why you should come to our conference and what this looks like? So that's where I really got my start, was doing conferences. And I still shoot conferences every so often.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think it gives a really being able to handle and juggle multiple people, platforms, what that looks like. Anyway, that being said, from there, that transitioned into doing more events. And then from there, that transitioned into doing actual wedding content creation. I think as someone, I got married in 2022. When I got engaged in 2021, I came from a background of creating content and what that looked like. And then at the same time was like, I want this for myself, you know? And so since we had already started the business, it was all like on the low key. You know, it was all word of mouth, doing it for friends' weddings, little moments here and there. And I think truly going through the process myself made me understand and really realize the value and the importance of it. Something that is tangible for everyone, something that brings a really unique perspective to what that looks like, something that just gives you a different perspective and lens on your wedding day. I mean, you're a planner, you know? Mm-hmm. And I know one thing my planner, who I miss dearly every day, told me about our wedding is that you're going to have to make compromises on your wedding day, right? You might plan the most perfect cocktail hour, but hey, you may be off taking photos during cocktail hour. You're not there, you know? And so sometimes you have these little compromises of things that maybe you miss, but you planned it and you put the time and the effort in that. And this just gives you a different lens to be able to experience your wedding from those unseen moments, from the behind the scenes moments, and from the little candid, natural elements throughout your day.
What was the first wedding you did?
The first wedding that I did was actually in Pennsylvania. It was at a
Who
bank.
Was it?
Devin and Chris.
Were they friends of yours, or was this like a...
Oh, that was my first like paid wedding. Sorry.
Okay. So tell me about the first
The first time I did a wedding, just a friend's wedding, I was invited to it. And like, I have always been the person, I love photos and videos more than anything in the world. Like I am the person who, I think memories last forever. I think it's important to see it. And my friend was getting married and she did not ask me to do this. I will say this. She did not ask me to do this, but I just started documenting everything from what do the appetizers look like to their first dance to let's get on the dance floor. Let's hang out with the bridal party from, you know, trains getting messed up and having to figure out the bustle to all these things. And then the next day I literally just texted her like 500 photos and she was like, oh, thank you. You know? And I was like, no problem, girl. Like, I got you. Love it. And then from there, she was like, this is incredible.
You should consider this as a business.
Yes. And she was like, my friend's getting married.
Do hers.
Okay. And that's how we
got it.
That's how we moved.
So you were a content creator specifically for like kind of another whole another industry. And then you go to your homegirl's wedding and you're like, oh, this is great. I'm capturing. Send her all of this intel. And she's like, yo, this is...
You got to do this.
And you're like, okay.
Truly. So I didn't even make a website. At this time, this is word of mouth. I'm like Facebook DMing people I've never met before. Wow. Just like, that's how rudimentary we are at the time. And again, I really... So this is going on. I'm at the stage of life. All my friends are getting married. So I'm doing friends that are getting married. And then I start going through the process, you know? And so we're having shower. Bachelorette,
yeah,
wedding, all the things. And I started doing this for myself. I started being like, no, I directly want people to take these photos and videos and this is what I want. And as that is growing and what that is. And like you said, we don't even have to get into my previous life and where that was in the content creation sphere. And I remember I'm doing this. I'm shooting wedding. This time I'm taking paid weddings. Like, by this point, and I still haven't talked about it online. I haven't said anything about it.
Did you know of any other people who were doing this? Like, did you think, man, I've landed on something dope? Or were you like, oh, I know there's a market and I'm competing against other content creators?
At the time, I had no idea. And I tell this to everybody.
So you're like in a silo of like, I'm out here just being behind the scenes at people's weddings.
I mean, like, I tell everybody to this day, if I would have known this was going to go viral, we would have had a much sexier name than wedding content creation.
Well, hindsight is the 2020 crystal clear of everything. Shoulda, coulda, woulda, yes.
Right. Like, if we would have known, because like, I think sometimes you think content creation, you think influencer, you think going viral all the time. And that is not everyone's prerogative when they want to have these individuals at and on your wedding day. So I always tell everyone, like, I don't know what it would be because it doesn't matter because here we are. We're doing wedding content, you know, and it is what it is. But I think at the time, it was something I wanted. And I mean, like, selfishly, I was like, well, if I wanted other people.
Well, that's the best business to start. One that you actually enjoy doing.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I want to answer a question from a listener. Because I think we're going to deep dive into this. I'm very intrigued by this whole concept as a profession and just how it's going to take our industry by storm. This is really great. All right. So we're going to start with a listener email. And it really encompasses everyone's thoughts and questions before about hiring one. So, hi, Betches Brides. Hey, girl, or guy, whoever.
Hey.
You've been helping me since before I got engaged, when my fiance and I were still long distanced. I discovered the pod when I was driving 8 hours every other weekend, and I binged the entire thing before engagement, and now here we are less than 6 months out. I'm a July 2024 bride, and thanks to the help of the pod, honestly, have everything under control. All my vendors are set in stone. I pick my dress. We have a high-level timeline figured out. The website's all done, etc. However, after hearing about Jamie and Jackie's wedding content creator, I am wondering if this is a last-minute vendor that I should consider booking. Is this something I can have my Gen Z cousin take care of if she's up to it? Is it worth the budget? I was looking at prices and saw that they're similar to photographers or videographers. Would it not be worth putting that investment towards a month of coordinator instead? Should I just consider getting a CC for, I like that term better. Should I consider getting a CC for the rehearsal or getting ready content since I won't have my photographer, videographer team there until our first look? Any advice in searching, prioritizing dollars would be helpful since everyone I'm finding local to my venue literally made their first Instagram post after their own wedding this past summer.
Whew. First off, congratulations.
That part.
First
8 hours though. Sorry. That's what stood out to
First off, congratulations.
Love you.
Yeah. And also I know like the last couple months for your wedding, everyone wants your money. So you're just like feeling like it's going out of your pockets and you're like, yeah, sure, whatever, here, you know? Oh, this is a hard question. But we're here for honesty, you know? This is what we want.
If you
talk
don't
about.
Have a month of coordinator, you should definitely get a month of coordinator for a content creator, period. Sorry.
Yeah. You're not going to offend me with that one. So my answer to this is that having a wedding content creator is a luxury service.
A wedding is
a luxury. Right. A marriage is your
everything living and breathing in America is a luxury.
Right.
Okay.
But I think your marriage is a right. A wedding is a luxury.
Yes.
In the sense of having one, being able to go to one, what that looks like. And so I think on top of that, a wedding content creator is a luxury service for your day. Now, when I say luxury, I'm not necessarily saying that it is unattainable. However, it's an addition to your day. So I think truly, I think also it's really important to understand like what wedding content creation is. If you think that wedding content creation is just someone taking iPhone photos, that is not the service.
What is a content creator then? Because I thought it was just someone taking iPhone pictures and little video snippets and
really great.
Giving me an iCloud in the morning.
My gosh, if someone delivers via iCloud, don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that.
So what is a content creator?
Okay, so a wedding content creator is someone, yes, a part of the job is showing up and taking behind the scenes photos, is taking behind the scenes videos, but they're really going through and they're capturing a portion of your day. Listen, I know the wedding world loves to use the word candid and natural and behind the scenes, but truly that's what this is. It's someone who, if you're getting ready in the morning and you're popping champagne, they're seeing that first bottle of champagne pop to how everyone is looking when they're getting their hair and makeup done. There's someone who's following you. They're working with your media team. So they're working with your photographer. They're working with your videographer. They're understanding what shots are they getting. Because if your photographer is like, hey, I'm shooting in 35, number one, they get visual priority of the day. So you want to make sure you're not in their shot. And also number two, a wedding content creator is getting a different perspective because why do you want just 15 photos of the exact same shot just shot on like a camera versus an iPhone?
Well, then my next question is,
keep them coming.
When I think of a shot list that I'm curating for a wedding, mm-hmm. and this a shot list, you're not trying to create like, get a picture of our first kiss, get a picture of me cutting a cake. It's like, obvi, mm-hmm. I'll be there. Mm-hmm. A shot list is really those... we're going to deliver gifts to each other.
Yeah.
I do want a popping champagne moment. 100%. I want me and my girls in our bathrobes. Like you really kind of, a shot list is to get granular on those moments that are going to be important to you. It sounds like the shot list sounds like it would go to the photographer. You would kind of be there to capture the moments that might not.
The in between.
Have made it to the list.
Correct. We're in the in between. We're in the, like I always tell people when I get on a call with them, like when you're going to a portrait session, your photographer is going to get better photos than my iPhone. I'll be the first person to tell you that.
Okay.
Photographer's going to get a better photo. But what they're not going to get is your mom and dad like looking at you crying in the side while you're taking these portrait photos. Or they might not. I don't want to say that they won't get
that. They would
need
a team of like six.
Correct. You know? And so, and that's where really wedding content creation is coming in for that side of it. To see the fun that's being had. To see a different perspective and a different lens on your day.
Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always afford the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you. Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for the season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. So Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you can get your choice of any six styles. You choose whatever you want to rent for whatever you have going on. It's totally up to you. There are no parameters. You get access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees. There's no late fees, no damage fees, no fees to pause or cancel. So no big deal if you like lose a button. Uh-oh, I spilled something on it. Or you just need to take a break. They have inclusive sizing all the way up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. You always have the option to buy what you love for sometimes up to 75% off. Nuuly is a great value. at $98 a month for any six styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code BRIDES20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with two U's, and enter the code BRIDES20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with two U's with code BRIDES20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So going back to this email,
I forgot we're even.
Is she high level? Let's take the month of coordinator out. Because right. I'm like, if you got to decide between those two, it's an obvious answer, in my opinion.
Right.
Otherwise, your content might look a little shaky and they might capture you looking frantic.
Right.
Because you're still answering some phone calls from vendors, period. So take the month of coordinator after.
Cool.
Is it worthy investment? Is it something that you're going to be like, I really want to add this to my day?
I am going to say yes. But I'm biased because I'm a wedding content creator.
Yeah, but then creator, you got to sell it,
you
girl.
Know? Tell me why. I'm going to tell you. Listen. I think it's something that your photography, those photos are going on your mantle. Those are the things that you're printing out. Your videographer is making you that cinematic recap that you're like showing your family, something that you might keep if you decide to have children. Your wedding content, that's your group message. That's in your group message that you're having fun with. You know, I shot a wedding. We were in Cabo and there was this one bride. I love her. And she had this one bridesmaid who just kept saying fuck. Like that's who her personality was. Okay. And it was just hilarious. And it was so great because it was breaking up the like chaos of a wedding day. And I had all these clips of this bridesmaid saying fuck, you know? And so what we did is I edited
a montage out of that.
That's what I did. We created this like, count how many times Abby said fuck at the wedding. Like this cute little video, this fun video that they got at the end of their day to say, hey, this is what this looked like. You know, like look at this fun perspective. For that same wedding that we were there in Cabo, we were there, a lot of the weddings that we shoot are multi-day weddings or just like celebrations. And so they had a pool party. And so we're taking photos of people jumping in the pool, of them doing tequila shots together, of like all those little moments that are so fun and so exciting, putting those together, and that's what we're delivering, you know? So I think to this bride, you know, in particular, coming back to our question, if you just want someone to take some like behind the scenes photos of you in your dress, of you at your cocktail hour, of you doing that, get your cousin to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But if you're looking for someone who's gonna come in and be dedicated, someone who's there to be, to go through your day, to number one, understand and have their own stylistic eye of what the day looks like, to someone who is recording these moments. I mean, I shot another wedding in the Bahamas and there was this beautiful moment between the matron of honor and the mother of the bride. And the matron of honor was actually the bride's manager. And she was just talking about, oh my goodness, the way that this bride has grown in the past 3 or 4 years, like, has been so incredible. I'm so thankful to be here today. And the mom was going, she wouldn't be here without you. And this is while the bride is off taking photos. But I have a video of that. I have a video of what that conversation looked like. I have a video of them crying and laughing and hugging before she's about to walk down the aisle. That's wedding content creation.
I agree. Okay, that's good. Because so many times at a wedding, there are a million things that are happening that I even, as a planner, I'm like, damn, I wish somebody captured that.
Yeah. And that, I mean, like, dope. And the best thing is, like, I also love to, like, capture content and send it to the vendors afterwards, because, like, what you're not seeing is, like, your planner running around being like, absolutely not, take that out, do this, you know? What you're not seeing is
the cake being delivered.
Literally.
The florist, like, running frantically, falling down off the lat. Like, there's so many micro things. Yeah.
You're not seeing the second shooter from the photography team hold the veil down because the wind is going too high, or, like, the person who's ducking underneath, you know, like, those to me are the moments that make your wedding memorable. Those to me are the moments that I look out for. Like, don't worry, I'm going to get you walking down the aisle. Don't worry, I'm going to make sure we get your first kiss. Don't worry, I'm going to make sure that like we're getting first dances and speeches and things like that. But what we're also going to get is when like everyone's spraying their feet with numbing cream because they've been in heels for 10 hours, you know?
There's a numbing cream you can spray.
Oh, it's incredible.
Oh.
It's like, I don't want to say lidocaine because that's probably not the like the right
what
thing.
What is in that?
It's just like a spray.
What ingredients are in
that? Someone fact check me here. Someone. But there's a spray. I keep it in my day of kit. I'm really? Like spraying everyone's feet. Maybe that's disgusting.
The name of it sounds so inviting. But I'm sure it works. I wonder if it's the same stuff they put on your teeth like when you go to the dentist.
Maybe.
And they put it in spray form. Spray for and feet. A
fee. I know. It's great.
What else can I numb? All right. So Gen Z is the go.
Love it.
We're
I'm
saying,
Gen Z.
We're saying yes to having the Gen Z cousin do it.
For this particular bride.
Yes. But for everyone else who doesn't have to decide between a month of coordinator and a content creator. I would say if you had to decide between a photo booth and a content creator,
so I think
it's like that's a toss-up.
Exactly. Like, I think that's the thing. I think a lot of the couples that we're working with, and when I say we, my husband is my second shooter, so he shoots weddings with me as well.
Second shooter. So content creators come with a team of people?
I cannot speak to other people. However,
how do you show up and what equipment do you take?
Okay, so on a wedding day, I show up with myself and I show up with my husband. If they have paid for a second shooter and that's a part of the package and what they want. Okay. And it really depends from couple to couple. I mean, we are 100% bringing, I mean, I have like 4 to 6 phones on a wedding day, just depending on what we're looking. They have different settings. Like, how do you think I'm going from one light fixture to another? Like, this is in the same, we're bringing external lighting, you know? I'm bringing gimbals to make sure that we have quality content. I mean, this is... I've been doing this for years. We're shooting weddings all over.
So then why don't you just, so my natural question, why don't you just become a videographer?
I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Because in this, like, videography, and I work with some of the most incredible videographers in the world. What they're doing is incredible. What they do on a wedding day to go through and make sure that they're getting, you know, certain framing, certain shots, the amount of equipment that they're using, the going in and then having to export everything. I mean, I'm delivering all my deliverables within 24 to 48 hours.
Via?
Online link.
Online link. So the same as I would get
from a photographer.
Gallery. Okay.
Right. Now, the gallery itself changes depend on what country you're located in, what your needs are as a wedding content creator. But I'm delivering it all within 24 to 48 hours. So while I work with my couple from the second they sign their deposit, I was just listening to your episode where you were talking to the wedding photographer who was talking about, who's incredible, was talking about how we have to do all these editing and we have to do this time and we're really taking into that process. My after process is not the same as a photography and videography team.
What kind of phone do you use?
This is the 14, but I have most of my gear is, what's the newest one, the 15?
Mm-hmm.
So we have, most of that is that, and then this is my everyday phone.
So you have a 15 and a 14. Mm-hmm. Have you ever used an Android to capture? Shout out Android.
I have not, but I also think that's why, like, we're not delivering galleries via iCloud or AirDrop.
Okay.
Because, like, that's, what is it, Androidist? Like, we don't want to exclude.
Oh, you want to be inclusive
of everybody.
I love
this. And we're also inclusive of, like, whether you want your content put out into the world or if that's something you want to keep to yourself.
With capturing on the phone, you take a lot of phones. Do you take little mics too to capture audio? What else do you take? What else is in your bag?
I mean, it just really depends on wedding to wedding. It depends on where we're showing up, if we're shooting multi-day, what that looks like. All of these different can become different things. I love to take a microphone with me, and I draw a lot of inspiration from, you know, like TV and film. And, you know, my parents got married in the 80s, and I love looking back at their wedding photo where they're like, send your love to the bride and groom, you know? And so when my husband's with me, I tell him, go do that, you know? Go talk to grandma or go talk to loved one who's there. Get their perspective on what the day looks like. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as I'm there for the couple who's hiring me, I'm also an element of guest entertainment.
Wow. You're multifaceted.
That's what I like to call myself.
So you're like, everyone get on the dance floor.
Oh, I am a dance floor warrior. Yeah. Like, you have to be. I'm on the dance floor.
I'm always the first one.
I'm in it with everybody because also too, like, those are fun videos.
Great videos. What would you say are some of the best moments to capture? Like, what are some of, like, that are kind of, that are continually the best?
Yeah.
No matter what wedding it is, like, this is a moment that's always fire. Or, like, what are some moments that you wish people wouldn't overthink. I know that's a double.
You're just gonna hate my answer on this.
I don't know. Test me.
Because the best content is stuff you can't plan for.
Okay.
Because like
I value that.
It's one of those things where like, again, you are hiring a photo team and a video team that are gonna like get you the most perfect cinematic photos, cinematic videos. I think like my editing style, I really love fun. I really love candid. I really love bringing in the natural essence of like what a wedding day is. We just shot a New Year's Eve wedding and the couple was like, I want this to look like the best party in the world. I'm like, got it.
Got it.
So we're like doing like countdowns, like 10, and we're pulling video from their DJ who did a full countdown. And we have, we're inserting like from the videos that we're using, like them laughing earlier in the day, and it's going through. I could show you a million of these, you know. And we're taking those and we're making that, and then we're on the dance floor, and groom's thrown up in the air, and they have violinists who are running through, and like I'm like, cool. That's what we're bringing to what it is. And I just think the best things are things that you can't capture. I mean, we have captured, you know, people getting, whether it's surprise gifts, people mm-hmm. surprising them at their wedding. We have seen, oh my gosh, we did one bride and her husband gave her a cat for their wedding day, you know? Wow.
What did you do with the cat afterwards?
No. Cat wasn't physically there. Oh, okay. Cat was like in present.
Like, where is the cat?
Then you see me as wedding content creator with like cat in my bag all day going like,
I have so many questions about the cat and its lifestyle right now.
Yeah. Okay. But it's just one of those things that I try not to, unless you're like, there's some viral trends. And guess what? If there's a viral trend, I've done it. I can edit it. I can make it come to life. People love like a Beyonce trend where like it is getting ready from the morning till the end. So you start in the morning, no makeup on, nothing. And it's like, duh, hold up, bring the beat back, you know?
Okay.
And then it goes throughout.
Oh, cool.
It goes throughout. So, and then at the end of it, they're like, I think I'm ready. Don't put me on my vocals here.
You're ready.
And then you're ready. You know, there's some like the NBA groomsmen game day walkout. Love Copy. That. You know, so if there's a specific trend that you want, I'm there to help not only orchestrate it, but I'm planning it. And in that, I'm working with your planner. I'm working with your media team. We're talking through timeline. Like, I am not someone who just like shows up and I'm like, content girl here. This is my business. You know, this is a very dedicated effort on working with the couple, working with their planning team, working with the media team to make sure that everybody's represented and everyone can get what they were there to hire.
When I bring on a content creator, the same way that sometimes you're hiring a photographer and a videographer and they're not on the same company,
right?
I have to have conversations with both of them to make sure they're not going to step on each other's toes. Their teams are understanding all the 100%. Moving parts. And also what you capture on video is way different than what you're capturing with a still image. So it's like we have to sometimes do the same shot, but now move a little bit. And it's a very interesting just
right.
portrait moment. So it's like now I'm adding another human that's adding content. I'm like, yo, that my room is full and busting with cameras and lights and action. Oh my.
Yeah.
So I was like, I wonder how do you work with the existing photo video team? And now, so based on what you said, it's like you have conversations with them, you review the timeline.
Oh, 100%.
But give me more insight about what that relationship, how does that evolve?
Yeah, so I really think it depends on who's hiring me, right? Mm. Am I talking immediately from the jump with a planning team, or am I talking immediately from the jump with a couple? You know, I get so many planners who will reach out on their couple's behalf to have kind of vetting calls, inquiry calls, and things like that.
What percentage is coming from planners and what percentage is coming from couples direct?
About 50-50 are coming right now through whether the couples are hiring me, whether the planning team is reaching out to me and hiring me. And then whether it's month of coordinator, you know, mm-hmm. 4 month, whatever it is, I'm in those conversations. I'm on those timeline calls. Mm-hmm. I am many times number one, it's in my contract that you have to let people know that I'm going to be there. There's no surprises. I don't play that game.
Yeah.
Number two, I think it's also really important for me. I always try to say, hey, if a video member or a photographer has not worked with a wedding content creator, let them know I'm open to talk.
Okay.
You know, I'm typically arriving on a wedding day before your photo and video team get there, just mm-hmm. in terms of how hours work and what that looks like. It is part of my job to go and to introduce myself, to let people know that, hey, I'm here. This is what I'm doing. I tend to put about a 5 to 10 minute content block on every single timeline that I work. That is just there in case there's anything I feel like I need to get, you know?
Do you think you're able to get better content because of the fact people are probably more comfortable looking through on the other side of a phone as opposed to some of my couples, like people freeze when they see a camera and they automatically look in the camera. I'm like, yo, act natural. That's how we get an authentic look. But everyone's used to an iPhone kind of swarming around them and capturing them. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
I think it partly that. I also think too, because typically I'm there before the photographer. I'm kicking with you in the bridal suite. You know, I mean, I'm hanging out with you. I'm going through your day, especially if we're doing destination, not even destination weddings. I mean, if I've done your rehearsal dinner or welcome party, and then we're going into wedding. We've hung out.
You're in the wedding party at this point.
Yeah. I mean, I'm crying at every single wedding I'm shooting because I'm like, my bestie's getting married, everybody. Like, you know, I'm hanging out with family. I've met the people who are most important to you. I know who's most important to you. And also, too, I've been working with my couples for months at this time, you know, to really understand them. Since I am someone who is spending the majority of their day with them, I'm a very intimate person on a wedding day. And I think that is a great honor and that is a great privilege.
Mm-hmm. How early... Now, understanding you kind of have to build that rapport and build that relationship to get the good quality content. How long, when do you like to be booked? Like, what's the ideal runway of like, call me now?
Yes. I mean, we already have 2025 booked on the calendar, which I would say most people are booking us really in that like 6 months to 8 months out.
Okay.
Have we done sooner? Yes.
Yeah.
But I would say most of the people that we're booking is anywhere between 6 months, 8 months, or 12 months, really. Once they have gotten
the venue.
Their venue, their photographer, and their videographer. That's typically when we're working with people.
Do you think...
Talk to me.
Video and photo are going to be adding this as a potential service?
Yes. But, and I think this but is very important, I'll be very interested to see the intention behind it. I think that if there are photo and video teams who care about the content creation industry, who see this as something that can really, where they can partner with wedding content creators to, you know, kind of create their own teams and things of that nature, then I think that that's a really mutually beneficial relationship for all the media team.
To be under one hub.
To be under one hub. However, if you're doing this because you're afraid that a wedding content creator is going to steal your thunder, or you're wanting to say, like, from a competition standpoint, then I'm a little skeptical.
That brings up a valid question of when they're reaching out or pitching content creators, because similar to all vendors, they might be calling a few.
Right.
What are some of the things they should be looking for or questions they should be asking, and maybe even information they should be bringing to the table that'll help them make a better informed decision about the content creator that's right for them?
I think in the same way that photography and videography teams have their own shooting and editing style, wedding content creators do as well. It is not a across the board what that looks like. You know, like I said, I'm someone who really loves to get to know what couples love, what excites them. And I really bring that into the editing of what I'm bringing on a wedding day. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important to know, what is your data storage and what does that look like? Like, what happens if your phone breaks? What if you are traveling and you lose your phone and there goes all the wedding content? So I think that knowing what that process is going to be like and what that looks like, I think being able to see a full gallery of what they've shot and what that looks like is very important. I also think understanding their working style and what that means on a wedding day. You know, have they worked weddings before? Are they more of a fly on the wall approach versus a more, I'm jumping in to make sure I get this type of shot? Again, this is someone that you're bringing into very intimate portions of your day. And how do they talk to your friends and family? What is that relationship going to look like? I think all of that is so vital and so important to anybody that you're hiring on your wedding, but specifically your wedding content creators.
How much should people anticipate investing?
The New York Times just chatted about this.
What'd they say?
They said about $1,700 to like $3,500.
Really? That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. For how many hours?
So for a wedding day, I have a minimum of 8 hours. I would say that personally, I'm shooting more 10 to 12 hour packages.
What's your preference?
I love a 10 hour.
Why?
Honestly, 10 to 12 hours. I could do either or. I think you just get to see a really beautiful...
You get to see the whole thing.
Day, right. Yeah. You get to see your whole day. I think that I am able to tell a really unique
and compelling story, because I'm a storyteller in all of on all of anything. I'm not just a content creator. I'm a storyteller. And so we're able to really tell that and really show that from early in the morning throughout the wedding day, you know? And I also think, too, like, we're getting hired to shoot after parties and all of the elements that go on a wedding day.
When I initially were gathering my thoughts about content creation, I was like, I wonder. Because I have a New Year's Eve wedding right now that's taking place in Jamaica.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah. It's my it's my first New Year's Eve, and I'm like literally mentally preparing myself for, like, that means I have to work through Christmas. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, it's fun for them.
Yeah.
But I'm like, ooh, I want to take a nap. Anyway, so, but she, one of the things that she is important to her, she's like, I want the wedding website to have visuals. Like, I want it to have a video of some sort. And I was like, cool, let's go down. I was like, let's take a content creator. Let's go down to Jamaica. Instead of doing an engagement session, let's have you guys look cute running through the water. And that way we can sell Jamaica as this.
Right.
Sell it to the people who are coming. It's only 50 guests, so they gonna come.
Yeah.
But anyway, we want to make it enticing. And I can see other couples potentially doing this, especially when you're going for a multi-day destination. Is there a world in which you've done more than just wedding content creation, but just kind of like content creation for an engagement session or leading up?
Bachelorettes, like wedding content, again.
Doesn't
just land on wedding day. Now, I shoot weddings, you know, and that is really what I love to do and where my expertise lies. But like, I mean, listen, you're a planner. Could you plan a birthday party? You know?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm planning one next week.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in the same way that a wedding planner, you know, a wedding planner plans weddings, but 100% can plan a birthday party, could plan a bachelorette.
I could plan a funeral. Yeah, I could plan anything.
You know, like, you can do anything. I mean, one of the most, I love being a part of engagements. We shot an engagement. The fiance reached out and was like, I have to have you there. She's going to love this. But like, we have to kind of like, what are we doing? And so they, you know, like, how do we bring
Come
it
on,
up?
Storyteller, yeah, tell us.
Exactly. You know,
make a story.
So it looked like a game show, you know? Huh. So it made it look like, I mean, she was in the content world. And so they were like, oh, we're doing this partnership. Like, you're going to go out. They're going to have someone who's there, like, creating content. It's going to look like a game show. And anyway, the game show led to him on one knee and proposing, you know? And that's an engagement, and we love it. And it's so fun to see their perspectives and what that looks like. And, you know, I think we've shot engagement parties and gone and been a part of those. And that's exciting because then you get to work with a couple as they're going through their wedding journey through multiple, you know, events of leading up into their wedding day.
Have you ever been at an event and some things kind of went left and you've captured some things that are a little saucy? People doing things. Especially, I can imagine a bachelorette party trip being like, you sure you want me to capture this?
So, yeah. And so this is why, because I will get the question all the time. Can you just do this on my iPhone? Absolutely not. Because there are some things that the camera should never see. You know, as my job is wedding content creation. I am there to literally take photos and videos. But there are some photos and videos that we want to be like, remember when that happened?
Let's just remember
without it. Seeing it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, like, even though, I mean, we're shooting thousands of photos and videos on a wedding day, and you're going to get more than you'll ever need in terms of photos and videos and what you get back. But we are going through and making sure, like, cool.
So after the event, you're going through, sifting through and kind of giving them the best of the best, similar to photo,
right,
video.
Right.
When I receive your content, it's a link. Is it just little clips of stuff or do you organize it somehow?
Girl, I'm too type A to just send a random gallery.
Do you make reels for me?
I am literally too type A to just like send a million photos and videos. Okay, really great question. So when you work with me, what I'm doing is I'm going through, I'm going to cull your photos and videos. We're going to put them in little cute little folders. We're going to go through your timeline of your day. And then with my packaging, I do deliver edited videos, you know? Now that process looks different couple to couple, what they're looking for, what they want. You know, sometimes, like, I love playing with different forms of media as well. And so I might bring a Polaroid camera with me. I might bring a disposable camera with me. So those you're going to make sure you're going to get all of those things. And then if you have edited videos, I'm going to deliver those as well. What you choose to do with that is your prerogative.
When you say edited, what does that mean? How do you edit them?
Like I said, that fun New Year's Eve wedding that I just shot, She was like, I really want this to look like a fun party. So we're taking clips throughout the day, putting them together, editing them, that, and sending them back to
you. Not like I'm taking this video out, putting it into a software and then making it look better than what it is. You're getting the raw content of it. It's just organized in a way where it flows.
I mean, I am I'm actively
You're making
editing.
Them look pretty?
Yeah, we're making, I mean, I'm not face tuning you.
Oh, okay.
You
know? Like, no. Can you take some things away?
I'm not face tuning
you. Can you slim some things down?
No. We want the real, those organic, those candid moments. So we're not doing that, but we are coming together and putting something that tells the story of your day.
All right. How does one search for a content creator?
They email me.
Why did I even ask?
No. I mean, I think a really great place is to look online, you know? I mean, I sourced all of my wedding vendors via Instagram, and that was really important to me. But you'll find different people in the same way that a photographer and a videographer, they have their specialty, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's film, whether it's a location based, whether they're the person that you have to hire when you go to this. Mm-hmm. Wedding content creation is the same, you know? You have people who are going to be location based. You're going to have individuals who shoot very moody, and that
is their aesthetic.
Yeah. You know, we travel all over and we love it.
I love. Who are your clients? Influencers down to your
I would say, girl. I mean, so we've done influencers where the goal was to go viral and the goal was to make that a moment. And we're, you know, running dedicated, you know, plans. Mm-hmm. and what that looks like to, I shot a wedding last year in Alabama where her sisters did her hair and makeup, and you know, they walked down the aisle in her parents' backyard.
I love a backyard wedding.
Yeah. So I mean, it really ranges. I would say that there's a huge component of our couples who've never posted on social media. There's a huge component
and they
of our
said
couples.
I want to hire a content creator.
Yeah, because
I love
it's
that for
fun.
Them.
It's fun. Like you get to feel your wedding is something that you're spending so much time
and money
and energy. So why not feel like the most important person in the room? Why not have all of these photos and videos? Why not have like, I mean, I see people sneaking off in the back and I'm like, oh, let me get this quick photo. You know, like, you're getting all of these really fun, these candid, mm-hmm. these unplanned moments, you know, that, you may or may not see otherwise.
All right. I want to wrap this up with one last question.
Tell me.
What is the most important thing you wish people knew about what you do?
I think it's really important to know that wedding content creation isn't just iPhone photos and videos. I mean, we started the episode with that question. Mm-hmm. And I think, truly, I think if you are just looking for someone to like take a photo on their iPhone, you can get people to do that. That this is a service that is providing so much more to your day. This is a service that is really coming in. I mean, for us, like I consider all of our couples like family. These are people that I've seen on their journey that they're going through, and it's an honor and a privilege to be a part of their weddings. We get to work with incredible vendors to make magic and memories happen on a wedding day. So we're not just anything. And so I think one of the most important things in wedding planning is to be intentional. And I think that if you're going to be adding wedding content creation to your wedding,
why?
To be intentional with it, of what you want, of what you're hoping to get out of it, of what your hopes are for what that will look like.
I love it. Well, our email question, I think we answered it.
Yes.
I feel confident that you can make a right decision, friend. And prioritizing your dollars, if you have, like my mom says, if you have to ask, you already know the answer. So if you're asking about which one or the other, you already know which one it should be. But at the same time, just see if it's possible to get both.
Yeah.
Because I like both.
And they're fun. they're doing so many different things. But I mean, like, yeah, you need a coordinator.
You need a coordinator, but you might be putting your Gen Z cousin onto a new career path.
And I think you also get what you pay for, you know, like this is a dedicated person. Like I understand like shooting in a ballroom is going to be so different in how we need to shoot versus like shooting outside, you know, like iPhones can do incredible things, but you're getting what you're paying for there.
All right, you guys, that's it for this week's episode of Betches Brides.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
We gotta keep doing this.
Well, I'm here for that. Where can people find you?
You can find me everywhere at Plan with Lore, L-A-U-R. I share a lot of practical and realistic tips just for wedding planning. I like my mission in the wedding world, beyond like being everybody's favorite content creator, is to make weddings more diverse and inclusive. I think that there's it can feel very overwhelming and like you're by yourself on your journey, and you're not. So please hang out in my DMs. Send me your questions. I have so many different little series that go on. And you can find me everywhere.
All right. You guys can follow the show at Betches Brides on Instagram. And you can follow me at I Am Fallon Carter. Be sure to rate, review, and follow the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now. We'll have new episodes every single Monday. So please, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. Thank you so much for listening. Until death do us part. The Betches Brides podcast is produced by Rebecca Salzmacat, Lauren Salome, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Rebecca Salzmacat. Social media by Lauren Salome. Be sure to follow us at Betches Brides and send us your emails to brides@betches.com. Betches.